I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. The prices you charge determine everything about your business. And we're going to be diving into all of that stuff. So in terms of the types of clients that you attract, the feast or famine cycle that is so prevalent in so many people's web design and digital marketing businesses, the outcomes that you can generate for your clients, the way that you view your client relationships, the way that your clients view your relationship, whether or not you can even stay in business, all of those things hinge on your pricing. And so pricing is just such a critical thing when it comes to your business. And we're going to be talking about exactly why that is. So if you've ever wondered, you know, what you should be charging or how to set your pricing or what your work is actually worth, then this session is totally for you, because we're going to really uncover exactly what you need to be charging in order to give yourself the opportunity to actually succeed, and what your pricing actually means in the context of the market in general. So there's basically three things that I really want to go over. The first one is how pricing really affects your marketing, like how the prices that you charge impacts the way people view you and your message overall. Then we're going to go into the potential that your pricing has, both in terms of what you can do for your clients and in terms of the potential you're setting up for yourself to succeed. But before we begin any of those things, let's talk about why pricing is the most important aspect of your business. Because a lot of times, this is a controversial thing to say, because sometimes people will say, oh, well, it's not the pricing, it's the quality of the work, or it's not the pricing, it's the marketing, or it's whatever it might be. But really, I actually believe that pricing is one of the most critical things, because it plays a role in all of those other areas. And if the pricing is not right, the marketing's not going to be right, and you won't be able to do the right work. And so right up at the tippity top of the hill are pricing and marketing, because if you don't have pricing and marketing dialed in, you're never going to be able to run your own business. That doesn't mean you can't do good work. It just means you won't be able to run your own business, and you're going to have to either get clients or leads or whatever from somewhere else. That tends to mean working at an agency, or at least or getting connected in with some sort of a recruiting firm or something like that. So when it comes to running your own WordPress business, web design business, digital marketing agency, that kind of a thing, pricing is the most important part. And here's why. Because the role that pricing plays in your marketing is critical. Because if you're charging a really, really low rate, you're putting yourself in the same market as other people charging a really, really low rate. And that dramatically impacts the way clients view you and what really the relationship is all about. Pricing plays a critical role in that. The perception your clients have is based on the pricing, in the sense that, like, when you go on to Upwork or something like that and you see a person who's willing to spend build a whole website for $30. Like, I just posted in the comments, I literally just saw this morning an ad, or it wasn't even an ad. I guess it was just somebody posted on their Facebook feed or whatever that they would be willing to build a WordPress site for $30. And so when somebody sees that, you know, what is going on in their head with regard to what they're getting, what the relationship's going to be like, what the outcome is going to be like, you know, all of those types of things, compared to, hey, what if it was $3,000 or $5,000? You know, like, that type of difference is dramatic in terms of the way clients are going to show up and work with you, and the respect that you have, whether you're able to communicate the value of what you're presenting. All of those things are dramatically different with regard to, you know, really low versus high ticket pricing. So here's another thing that's really, really critical about why pricing is so critical for your business, is if you're not charging the right price, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to do your best work. And that's a huge problem, because that's what clients are really depending on you for. They want outcomes and results. And if you're not charging enough, you're not going to be able to really do your best work. And if you're not doing your best work, then you're not driving the outcomes at the highest level that you could be doing. And therefore, you're not serving your client as deeply as they deserve to be served. And so That's a huge component with regard to pricing. So if your pricing is too low, or if you don't have the business structure, which we'll be talking about here in a minute, we're going to talk about the concept of monthly retainers and recurring revenue and how you have to factor that in to your pricing in order to continue to be able to do your best work. So if I had to, third bullet point that we've talked about today is the opportunity to do your best work is really dictated by the prices that you charge. And then, of course, that's tied into the ability to get results for your clients. Because if you're charging either too little upfront, that means you can't put the tools in place that you actually need to put in place in order to drive the results. Or if you don't have the monthly retainers set up, so you don't have that business structure in place to be able to continue to help your clients on an ongoing basis, then that's not giving yourself the ability to actually drive results. And then the final point, and really this is really the biggest one, is if you don't have the right pricing, you're not going to be able to stay in business in the first place. So that's a huge point to make, because a lot of times people will think a couple of things. They'll think, hey, you know what? I'm just getting started. So what I need to do is just kind of take on free work and kind of build my portfolio and just kind of crank it out until I kind of get to the point where now my portfolio and my resume or whatever is really substantial. So then I'll increase my pricing. And the problem with that is, well, a couple of things. All the things we just said, you're not giving yourself your opportunity to do the best work. You're not going to be driving results. You can't set up the right tools. You don't have the income stream to really stay in business. And, you know, with all of those problems mounting up, what will happen is you never get to the point where you have the portfolio and the resume. And you burn out before that, which means you can't stay in business. And on top of that, those things actually don't really matter. You don't have to have a portfolio in order to win high ticket clients. Like, I can't even tell you how many clients and even double stackers that I've worked with who their very first client was a high ticket, you know, like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 per year client off their very first client that they've ever had. And so what I'm telling you is you don't have to spend your time, waste your time on doing free, cheap work just for the sake of building a portfolio. You don't have to blog all the time. You don't have to run Facebook ads for this kind of stuff. You don't have to constantly onboard new clients. And we're going to be talking about business structure and constantly finding clients here in just a few minutes. But you don't have to do all of those things. And I'm strongly encouraging you not to waste your time on those types of things that don't matter. And instead, you know, put together an offer that makes a difference and charge a high ticket price for it. And when you do that, you're going to find that all these other issues that tend to drag people down, they just kind of vanish because they're just not part of the equation when you get to high ticket, high value pricing for your work. So that's kind of why pricing is so important. So now let's talk about marketing. Like, why is pricing so important with regard to your marketing? And so the thing about pricing and marketing is nobody would believe that you can present a transformative, results-driven offer for a couple of $100. And so so that kind of brings up, well, what are you offering to do? So like, if you have a low ticket price associated with your work and you're charging, and when I say low ticket, I mean, if you're not charging at least $3,000 to build the site and you don't have a monthly retainer in place for at least $500 to $1,000 per month, then I would consider anything below that level to be a low ticket offer. Anything above that would be a high ticket offer. So that's kind of the price points that I'm talking about. $3,000 to $10,000 tends to be the build out rate. And then, you know, right about 10 hours per month, $850 per month, that if you're charging $85 an hour, that's kind of what I'm talking about is like the goal. Like, you know, hit that level there, and now you're really hitting into a field where you're going to be able to dramatically change everything about your business with those types of pricing, as opposed to, you know, trying to sell a website for like $800 with no retainer, except for maybe, I don't know, hosting or maintenance or something for $50. So that's kind of where it dials into the marketing. So what are you offering to do for the prices that you're charging? And that's why marketing is dramatically impacted by your pricing, because if the price is too low, you can't offer to do a lot. If the pricing is high, then you have the ability to really do a lot of things to really drive an impact for your clients. And so that's why pricing is so integrally tied into the marketing, because you can't market a transformative offer for your clients for a low ticket price. So for example, that $30 website ad that I saw this morning, there's no way that anyone could possibly stay in business building $30 websites that actually make a difference for their clients. That's going to be a huge point. So that's kind of like right off the bat, what are you offering to do? That's how pricing really impacts the marketing. And then the second thing is, what is the nature of the problem that you're solving? Like, so for example, are you offering to just like swap out a WordPress theme or something? Like, are you just doing like a technical fix or like, you know, repair a slider on a homepage or something? Or are you offering to actually drive some sort of a business objective for the client that you're working with? And here's a perfect example. So I was working with Sally. In fact, she's a double stacker. In fact, she's even got, you know, a quote on our website. And when she and I first started working together, she got this lead. It was for this $200 like hot fix lead. I think it was, if I remember correctly, I think the slider on the person's homepage wasn't working right or something. It was just kind of like a small technical fix. They call her up. They say, hey, you know, I've got this $200 budget. Can you fix the slider? And of course she could fix the slider for $200. But that wasn't really the point. And so she and I started to work together on this. And I said, hey, you know what? Let's put together a better offer than that and shift the focus from, you know, fixing the slider to fixing their business. And you know what? You know, that client turned into a $10,000 per year contract. So not only is it $10,000 per year, it's like an annual, you know, recurring revenue type of a contract, but I mean, $200 to $10,000, that's a monumental shift. I mean, it's a huge, huge shift. And that's how pricing and marketing are interrelated like that. It's like, you have to shift the mindset that you're taking to the project and change the nature of the problem that you're solving from just some sort of technical thing on the website that's only worth a couple $100 to fix to some sort of impact that you're going to be having with your client's business, which is $10,000 to fix, right? So huge, huge shift with regard to marketing and pricing there. And then here's the third thing. With regard to marketing and pricing, who are your competitors, right? So like what field or what pool are you putting yourself in because of your pricing? So are you charging the same kind of prices that folks like on Upwork are charging or Fiverr or people overseas? Or what about the people that have like side jobs where they're just like let me do it like for a friend kind of pricing? Like, are you putting yourself into that category and kind of surrounding yourself with the expectations and the perceptions that being in that category entails? Or do you have a high ticket price where you're doing much, much more than that? You're delivering a better, more significant outcome than that. And that's why pricing and marketing are so linked, because you know, you're putting yourself in a particular field with regard to the way that clients view you. And not only that, but how you view yourself. Like, do you view yourself as someone who can actually drive an impact and deliver business outcomes and results? You know, what kind of value proposition are you offering, right? So that's basically the point that I'm making, which is, are you trying to offer something so that you can help your clients save money on a cheap website? Or are you offering to help them make money with the work that you're really planning to do? Like, is this a proposition where you're saving money for a client because you're giving them a $30 website and now they've only spent $30 instead of, you know, $50 or whatever, or $500 or whatever? You're just trying to, you know, get some kind of a cheap price out there. Or are you offering, hey, you know what? Let's take your website and your full online presence and really do something where it's going to make an impact for your business. And so now they're making money off of your online marketing, your digital marketing, your web development services. So that's kind of the whole point between how marketing and pricing are really tied together. So now I want to talk a little bit about the potential. Like, what kind of potential are you setting up for your business with all of this? And so let's talk about the potential for your clients and the potential for you. Let's start with your clients. So are you able to put the tools in place that are going to drive results? So one of the things that I'll talk to people about are, they'll say, you know, we'll get on the phone and we'll talk about pricing and marketing, the types of clients that they really want to attract. And then I'll say, so at your current price points, do you feel like you're able to do your best work? Or do you feel like if you could charge, say, $3,000 or $5,000 instead of like $800 to $1,000, do you feel like you'd be able to do a better job? And of course, always everybody says, oh man, if I could get somebody that had a budget of like $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, man, I could really do a great job. I could really crush it at that. I mean, we could get great copy. We could put all kinds of email marketing in place. We could do whatever, you know, and they start filling in the blanks with all of these great things that they could do. if they had that kind of a budget in place. But instead of that, they're saying, oh, well, now I just kind of have to rush through everything, just do the best I can. But I mean, I can't do my very best because there's just not enough time there. So given the time restrictions and the budget restrictions, you know, I'm going to do the best I can, but it's not the full power of my capacity, so to speak. And so that's kind of that. So you're diminishing the potential that in terms of results that your clients would be getting by charging low ticket pricing. So this is why, so we talked about marketing. This is now more like business results and outcomes for yourself and for your clients as well, which is why pricing is such a critical thing. Like, I feel like pricing is probably the most important aspect of your entire business. And these are the reasons why. And so here's another way to look at it. So after you've set up the tools, right? Like, let's say the budget is not there for you to have that retainer in place. You don't have that kind of business structure. And so the question then becomes, now that you've set up these tools, who's going to use them? Who's gonna do the stuff online to actually exercise the tools that you just built? And if the answer is nobody, then that's a terrible return on investment, right? And so oftentimes what will happen is, you know, one of the like low budget, low ticket clients will say, oh, well, I'll do that work on my own, or I'll blog myself, or I'll write my own email, whatever. And of course, maybe they do like one, but ultimately that never ends up working out. That always ends up, they always stop and they can't keep up the momentum. They don't like it. They're not good at it. It's just a fail all around. And so that kind of brings up point three is like, you know, when you're putting all that kind of pressure on the clients, you're setting them up to fail. You're setting them up to do your job when they're not equipped to do it. They're equipped to do their job, which is why they tried to hire you for all of this in the first place. So, but when you kind of put this kind of pressure and say, hey, now that the tools are in place, now you go and use them, you're setting them up to fail in the same way that nobody would ever take like this like, you know, I don't know, like, let's say maybe you were going to be like a carpenter. And so you took this tool belt and you filled the tool belt with all kinds of tools. And then you said, hey, instead of me wearing the tool belt where I know how to use all this stuff, I'm just going to strap it on you. And now they are wearing the tool belt and they don't have any idea how to use the tools. That's kind of the idea. They had this expensive belt on with all these great tools, but they're just kind of hacking away at stuff or maybe just giving up because it's too frustrating. And so that's kind of what I mean with regard to you're kind of setting the client up to fail, even though you've done a great job kind of building things out up front. And you're forcing clients to be somebody that they're not. You're forcing them to run your business basically inside of their business for them, you know? And a lot of times people say, let me train you on how to use the WordPress site. So we'll build it and then I'll show you how to log in and, you know, do blog posts and update pages and maybe add a page or change some links. And, you know, we'll go through this kind of training session and then now you'll be the web developer. But the point is, first of all, they don't want to be the web developer. The only reason that they would want to be the web developer is to save money. And the only reason they want to save money is because they don't think the website's going to make enough money to kind of offset the cost or the expense of actually having someone help them with the website. And so that's a huge point to make, which is the clients, like if you feel like you're going to train the clients to do the job that you should be doing, you're setting them up to fail. And like, is that even really what they want? Is that actually what they want? So this kind of goes back to the offer. Like we talked, the very first thing we talked about with regard to marketing was, what are you offering to do? And if you're offering to try to like crash course, quick train them into being the online digital marketer that you are in a matter of a day, as opposed to your years and years of experience, perhaps, that's not going to be a successful thing. Like, it's just not going to work out at that level. And now they've paid all this money, whatever the price is, it's too much because the website's not doing anything for them. So the whole point behind all of this with regard to the potential that you're kind of putting on the table for your clients is, if you're not charging enough, you're not giving your clients the potential to actually succeed at the level that they're really counting on you for. So the final thing that I want to talk about is the potential for you based on the pricing. So like I posted on the announcement for this session, yeah, before we kind of get started in all of this, think through a couple of things. Like, think through what your income goal is. So like literally, like think through it like right now, like on a month-to-month basis, where would you like to see your business in terms of the revenue that it's generating for you? And so like, what is that? What's that number? Maybe if you're just getting started, is it like $2,500 a month? Is it $5,000 a month? Is it $7,500 a month? You know, or is it harder to think in monthly terms? And maybe you want to think in annual terms, you know, would $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, you know, what would be you know, kind of that point where you're feeling like, man, this is working. I like this. Would it be $100,000 a year? You know, what's that first step that you need to get to? And so, like, a lot of times I'll talk to people and they'll say, hey, you know what? If I was making $5,000 per month, that would be awesome. That's $60,000 a year. It's a lot more than what we're doing right now. Oftentimes that represents like a doubling of people's income. And they're thinking to themselves, yeah, that'd be great. And so let's just, you know, feel free to like jot in the chat whatever your income goal is, or if you don't feel like sharing it, just put it in your head what that number is. And so let's just say it's $5,000 per month. Well, now think, well, what are you charging the average client for your work? And I think what you'll find that a lot of times I'll talk to people and they'll say, I'm charging about $1,000 on average for a website. And there's really nothing much more on the back end. There's no real retainer of any sort, except for maybe from time to time, people have $50 to $100 a month coming in off of like hosting and maintenance, which is almost nothing. I mean, that's not a significant amount there. And so I'll say, well, okay, well, if you're charging $1,000 a month, you want to hit $5,000 a month. I mean, you're charging $1,000 per project, you want to hit $5,000 a month, then you're going to have to somehow do like 5 websites every month. And then, of course, that means that's more than one a week. And then, of course, where do you find the clients? Like, how do you find a stream of clients at that level where you can not only talk to them, but close one or more per week? And then while you're doing all that, you also have to be actually building out the website. And so how do you do that? Like, nobody can build that many websites. Like, my experience tells me that from start to finish, it usually takes about a month to build a website, if not longer. And so trying to like somehow balance doing 5 a month on your own, it's just a structure that's not going to be a successful one. Not only is it not successful for you, it's you have to keep rushing, like we just finished talking about. You're not setting up the potential for your clients to succeed either. And so and that kind of brings down to the whole point of like, how do you have the time to constantly find clients like that? And so when I start to talk to somebody about how like the double stack system can help them, we talk about leveraging time. And a huge point, there's really two. One point, which is a quick one, which is, hey, you know what? If you're not charging at least $85 an hour, let's bump your hourly rate up to that level, because that's a great price point to be charging for this type of work. You know, like the type of work where you're literally making business-oriented outcomes for your client, as opposed to technical services where you're just trying to like fix a slider or something. Can't charge $85 an hour for that. In fact, the studies that I put into it show that you can charge about 15 to 20 per hour for just technical raw skills. But when you shift the nature of your offer, then you change what you can charge. And so, you know, the first thing we'll do is we'll bump your hourly rate up to $85 per hour. And so now you can work the same or even fewer hours to make just as much, if not more, money because you're charging more per hour. But the bigger thing that we'll do is we'll start making more of your work week billable time. And so like when you think about your like the time that you spend working on your business, how much of that time is spent doing something that you're actually making money for versus something that you just have to do to run the business? Like, for example, non-billable stuff would be answering emails, writing proposals that might get rejected, going out to networking meetings, talking to clients to see if it's even a good fit. You know, just dealing with paying taxes, you know, just taking phone calls, just all the different types of things that show up during the day. You know, how much of your time do you spend doing that versus actually working on client work that's billable? And so that's kind of the whole point behind all of the concept of leveraging your time. So the way that we do that is instead of trying to find clients all the time, collect a handful of clients, like basically 5 to 10 clients that you really like working with, and keep working with them on an ongoing basis. And this is where the pricing comes in, because if you've got those retainers in place for just 10 hours per month, where you're charging $850 per month for that, that's $85 an hour. You're only working 2.5 hours per week if there's 4 weeks out of the month in order to achieve that level of a retainer. So it's within reach for your clients. It's under $1,000. It's just 10 hours of your time, and it's very attainable for you. And every time you onboard a retainer at that level, you're going to be giving yourself an annual income of over $10,000 per year. And so $850 times 12 is like $10,200, which is, you know, so just on the retainer part alone, never mind the $3,000 to $10,000 you'll be charging to actually build out their online presence in the first place. But just on the retainers alone, if you got 5 of them, then that would be over $50,000 a year coming in. And that would be part-time hours. You'd be working like 2.5 billable hours per day 5 days a week, you know, one client each day, and then kind of repeat the next week. And so you've got five clients that you're working with 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week, making over $50,000 a year just on the retainers. And the reason that you're able to do that, whereas perhaps today, the structure that you have doesn't really afford that type of an opportunity to you, because you're constantly doing non-billable stuff. You're constantly doing the kind of stuff that you can't charge money for, like the marketing and the writing proposals and responding to emails and just whatever. And sometimes people even take it a step further and they try to get their clients onto monthly retainers. The clients say no, but then they do the work anyway. At least the core maintenance work, the plug-in updates and all that stuff, because they can't in good conscience not do it. And so they end up just kind of, you know, adding more to their non-billable workload by, you know, trying to keep all their client sites updated. And so that's where pricing really comes into play. You have to get that monthly retainer in place in order to make all of this come together. And so that's what I mean with regard to potential for you, because if you don't have that in place, then all the different things that we've just talked about kind of unravel and fall apart. Like, you don't have the ability to do your best work. Your clients don't get what they really need from you. Your business structure isn't in place. You probably can't even stay in business long term at that level because you're constantly chasing clients all the time. And so the key to all of that is really to fix the price points that you're charging, the price points that you're onboarding clients at, and not just the actual upfront build out price, but the monthly recurring revenue price as well. And when you do that, I think you're going to find that everything fundamentally changes for you. And that's really the whole point of the double stack program and working together, is to make that shift. And like, for example, I was just like, one of the double stackers I was working with, she's a school teacher. And she, just this past Thursday, we get together weekly for these coaching calls on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. And we were talking about it, and I was like, all right, how are things going? Like, the way that we kick off the meetings is with what we call the weekly wins. And everybody comes up and if, you know, they've onboarded a new client or had some type of success, we talk about what that is. So this person comes in and she's a school teacher, and her goal was, hey, you know what? By the end of this school year, I want to have a full-time business. I want to stay at home, work my web design business, but I got to somehow overcome, you know, I can't just quit my job. I have to have income there. And is it possible to, you know, to build my web business up to the point whereby this summer, you know, we can just make the transition? And so I said, absolutely, absolutely it can. And it turns out that her very first client ended up being the client that did the trick. And so on Thursday, this past Thursday, we get together and she says, hey, you know what? you know, it's official. She talked to her husband and she is no longer going to be a school teacher. She's now going to be a full-time web design, digital marketing person. And she did it with her very first client. And that's the huge point. Like, I can't underscore this strongly enough. You don't have to have a huge portfolio. You don't have to have a huge list of testimonials and you don't have to have a referral structure. You don't have to have all of these things that you're doing for free. And instead, you can make this happen for you with, oftentimes one client can do the trick. Like we talked about, like Jim, Jim was just interviewed him. I just posted the interview to the website. I'll put it in here in the group too later, maybe a couple of days from now, whatever. But he's the guy whose very first client working together has now escalated to over $40,000 a year just off the first client. And so, and that's the point that I'm making, is you like, the skill set that you have is not usually the problem. And if it is, like, we can work on that and you can get better web development skills. But most of the time, it's not a technical skill set issue. The problem comes down to the pricing. And that's what we're talking about here, is why pricing is so critical for your business. And if you're watching this or listening to this on the podcast, on Spotify or Google or Apple or whatever, and you're thinking to yourself that you would love to be able to have a full-time career job with the business that you own, you know, making $5,000 to $10,000 per month, then with a workload that you can handle on your own, which is another really critical point, by the way. Like, some people will say, yeah, it would be great to make, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 per month. And then, you know, they'll have in their minds that it's going to be an agency. And so now you're splitting that revenue with all the other people that are kind of building all this stuff out with you. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about $5,000 to $10,000 per month for you, that you can handle on your own. And if you want to scale to the point of an agency, you can do that too, but you do it with the confidence of having your business backed by supporting recurring revenue. So the bad way, by the way, to scale an agency is to get this, to get into that feast or famine mode where you overwhelm yourself with too many projects all at once and you're freaking out and you're like, oh, well, I've got to hire people. I've got to onboard subcontractors or employees or whatever to help. And so you do. And then now everybody's frantically doing all the work. Finally, you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you haven't onboarded any new clients. And so now you've got all these subcontractors kind of looking at you thinking, what do you do now? Like, what's the next thing? And of course, there is no next thing. Now you're in famine mode, and who knows how long that's going to last. That's the bad way to scale your agency. The good way to scale your agency is get some clients on retainer with a workload that you can handle on your own. And then you have two choices. You can either build a lifestyle business for yourself where you're happy with the income that you're generating and you don't want to scale out to a multi-person big agency. Like you find yourself making $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 per month consistently. And you're like, this is great. This is awesome. I don't need to do any more. I'm really, really happy with that type of a situation. The other side would be, hey, you get to the point where $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 a month are coming in and you're thinking, man, let's scale this out more. And then you onboard people to kind of divide up the labor, but you're doing it with the confidence of that recurring revenue. So every time you, like say you onboard a subcontractor or an employee, well, you can get a couple more clients on board to really help, scale the agency up even beyond that. And you don't have that feast or famine issue because you know that you've got this consistent revenue coming in. That's the way to scale the agency. And that comes back to pricing. So this is why I keep saying that pricing is such a critical role, plays such a critical role in the core and like the heart of your business. Because if you don't get the pricing straight, then all of the other things fall apart. You can't scale. You have this feast or famine problem. You don't have the opportunity to really succeed. You don't have the ability to drive the results for your own clients. So like all of those things kind of fall apart if the pricing isn't right. And then it even goes one step further before you even start doing the work, the marketing. You can't market with powerful, engaging marketing if you're selling cheap websites, because everyone knows that cheap websites don't do a thing. And on top of that, here's the last thing that I'll say that totally goes wrong with pricing. If you think to yourself, hey, you know what? Here's the income goals I have. I want to make, let's say, $5,000 a month. I'm selling $1,000 websites. And you count it. Now that we've kind of had this discussion together, you sort of think, you know what? You know, I can't just do 5 websites every month. I'm just going to 5X my pricing. I'm going to start charging $5,000 instead of $1,000 for my websites now. But you still say the same things that the people who are still charging $1,000 say. You haven't changed the offer, you've just changed the pricing. And so you still say words like SEO and CSS and PHP and graphic design and branding and whatever it is, WordPress and plugins and responsive design. You know, you still say all those same words that everybody else is saying, but you've just charged 5 times more. And so now that's the definition of pricing yourself out of the market, because the customer is going to be, or your client is going to be looking at you and saying, oh, it's great. You know, it's great to talk to you. You're a great person, but you know, why are you charging 5 times more than everybody else? The offer is still the same. You're putting the responsibility on your client to somehow parse out the difference between your offer and everyone who's charging like 1/5 of what you're charging. And of course, they're not going to be able to do it because you're legitimately making the same offer in terms of the words that you're saying. And so that doesn't work out. What you need to do is you need to fundamentally transform the offer that you're making. And that's where we figure all that stuff out. That's what we work together on that. If that's something that you want help with and you're serious about actually doing this for your business, then let's get on the phone and talk about whether or not DoubleStack is going to be a good fit for you. If this is the direction that you want to go, I know that it's not a good fit for everybody. It's not a good fit for people who only want to focus on the tech stack. The whole point of DoubleStack is there's two stacks. There's the tech stack, which is, you know, making sure that you're comfortable with your hosting environment, for example, or what themes to use, you know, kind of like raw, bare metal tech stack stuff. And then on top of that, let's make sure that you're comfortable with that you have the tech tools in your toolbox that have business-oriented outcomes associated with them. So there's two types of tech tools, right? There's the tech tools that have technical outcomes, like does the site load fast? Is it responsive? You know, technical outcomes based on those tech tools. But the other side is, What about like brand visibility? What about email marketing? What about drip campaigns, sales funnels, lead magnets? You know, all these things that actually have like business oriented outcomes associated with them. Let's make sure that that you're really strong in those areas too. So that's kind of what we focus on in the tech stack. The business development side is, okay, well, now that we've got that in place, you know, let's build an offer based on the type of people you want to work with, the type of skill sets that you enjoy exercising, and the types of price points and business structure that you really need for yourself so that you can really make an offer that's going to be an like a big impact for your clients and charge the right price for doing it. That's kind of one of the big points here is to make that transformational offer for your clients, which puts you into a different mindset, a different market, a different category altogether. And ultimately, it comes down to one thing, which is showing up with leadership and genuine integrity and making a transformational offer for your clients. Not just an offer to fix something technical, but something that's actually going to make a big benefit for them with regard to their business. And so if you want help thinking that through, like what would be a good market to go after based on your skill set and your interest? What types of people would you like to be working with so that you have those long-term relationships with them? Like, who do you want to work with? Who do you not want to work with? Let's talk about that and really get that dialed in so that you can get these monthly retainers in place, like we talked about, which is critical. That's a huge critical aspect of your business, is pricing out those retainers. And then if you're wondering, well, what should you actually be charging? Or how do you show up and actually communicate all of this technical stuff that you can be doing without overwhelming your clients? Like, how do you do that? Let's talk about that. Or how do you onboard clients? Like, how do you actually how do you overcome that whole, yeah, I'll think about it objection, or, you know, we'll get back to you and then they never do, or that's too expensive, or I can't afford that. You know, any of those types of objections, how do you overcome that so you don't have that type of an issue, especially since we're talking about, you know, 5 to 10 times increasing your pricing. And so how do you do that without pricing yourself out of the market? You know, let's talk about all of that stuff. And so if those are the types of things that you want to talk about because you want to make an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per month, you know, we're talking like 60 to 120 grand a year with a workload that you can handle without stressing yourself out working like 80 hours a day. You know, instead of that, you know, let's talk about getting the structure in place that's really going to allow you to hit the goals that you really need for your business, for your lifestyle. And here's one little side note. If you're here kind of listening to this, just think just for a moment about what kind of overflow impact this is having on other areas of your life. Like if you're trying to get this business off the ground and you're just crushing it, you know, just you're putting like all kinds of time into it and not seeing the financial return, and you just feel like you're burning yourself out, what is that doing to your spouse relationship? What is that doing to the relationship with your children? What is that doing to your ability to actually explore the other hobbies in your life, or do a little traveling? Or, you know, what are those things that you've been putting off financially because you just don't have the money to pay for it now? Like car repairs, home repairs, there's all kinds of things that I talk to folks about all the time, that if they could just get this to happen, then, you know, the overflow effect would just be massive in their lifestyle. And what I'm telling you is, it's absolutely sitting there for you. And I'm doing it. The Double Stackers are doing it. You could be doing it too. And if you want to see if this is going to be a good fit for you, head over to doublestack.net/call and book a session. And we'll talk about it. It's free. It's 45 minutes. It's an in-depth strategy session on how to get all of these things that we've been talking about in place for your business. So head over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll find my calendar, and go ahead and book a time. And it's going to be you and me. It's not anybody else that works here or anything like that. It's you and me talking about this stuff one-on-one to really dial in your pricing, your business structure, your marketing plan, how to find the right clients, you know, all of that stuff. If you feel like you don't have access to the right clients, then like I'll walk you through like a 4-step process on how to find better clients. And we can do it on the phone. It only takes about 15 minutes. And we'll do that. And so that's an awesome opportunity right there. Right after you pick that time, you're going to see a second page where you have the ability to, give me a little bit more information about your business. Oh, look. So I had to switch monitors because the camera kind of collapsed there midstream, and I'm missing these statements. So this person says, I don't know if I can justify charging $3,000 for a website, especially since I'm not a web developer and I don't know CSS. I built my own website, but I used a WordPress theme. Would clients actually pay $3,000 for someone like me who isn't a web designer, who can't do CSS, but I know basic HTML. Also, I would require clients to provide the content they want for the website. I would require them for the website. Okay, so yeah, so I understand that. And so would somebody pay $3,000 for that? And my answer is absolutely yes. That's a huge point of in the tech stack. One of the things that we don't do is we don't talk about writing PHP code or CSS code, a little bit of CSS. Like, I'll show you a little bit, like if you want to round edges on an image or put like a little one pixel border around an image or you know, a little bit of layout. But for the most part, you don't have to write any code for this because the code's already written. And this is, we've talked before about like how we're kind of in what I would call like the third phase of WordPress marketing or WordPress development. And the third phase is you don't have to actually do any real coding anymore in order to drive these types of business outcomes because the coding's been done. Whether it is e-commerce coding that needs to happen, like you need to do transactions. I mean, I founded Cart 66, you know, and so maybe 10 years ago. I mean, we've been doing it forever. So like if coding is something that you really want to do, you would just want to like dive in and be like deep into the coding, whether it's in terms of like plugin development or whether it's, you know, more in terms of like payment security and things like that. We can talk about that. Maybe you want to be on the Cart 66 team and build out, you know, some of our infrastructure there where you can dive as deep into the code as you like. I mean, we've got this Ruby on Rails app that we use to kind of help with some of the the more secure kind of connected services that we offer. And we've got plugin developers going in and actually building out code in the plugin itself to connect those connected services to WordPress. So, but all that is to say, most people don't need to do that level of coding because people like me and other people are doing that level of coding. And so you can just use the plugins and the themes that are already out there. And the point is, like, for example, if you go to doublestack.net and look at the website, you could build that website. There's nothing going on that website that you wouldn't be able to build on your own. I didn't write a lick of code for that particular website. I mean, excluding the fact that I'm using Cart 66 to run the members area and things like that, I wrote that code, but you know, you wouldn't have to because it's already written. So that's the point that I'm making. You can absolutely charge $3,000. Or the school teacher who is now a full-time web designer. She's not writing code. She's using code. That's a totally different situation. So another comment here. So just to kind of wrap that question up, absolutely, there's no question in my mind at all that you could charge a minimum of $3,000 with the skill set that you have if you are able to put together the right offer and connect with the right clients and have that transformative mindset with regard to, hey, you know what? I'm not just a web design company. I'm not just a WordPress business. We're making a transformation to now you're a business powered by the WordPress ecosystem. That's a shift. That's a fundamental transformational shift where the focus is no longer on the WordPress stuff. It's on the business development stuff. You implement the success by those technical tools that you have, but the focus is on the business side. So awesome. So that's major props for you for asking that question. The next question is, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Pricing needs to reflect experience. Pricing does need to reflect experience to some degree, but what pricing needs to reflect more than experience is results. What kind of results are you going to be able to drive because of your pricing? And this is where I say, even if you don't have a lot of experience, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a huge portfolio. You don't have to have tons of testimonials. You don't have to have any of that stuff that most people think they need to have in order to charge a high ticket price. What matters is, do you have the ability to drive an outcome for your clients? And to what degree can you do that? That's where all of this comes into play. And that's the whole point of the Double Stack program, to be able to get you up and running in just a matter of weeks, to be able to start making 5 to 10K per month consistently, even if it's your very, very first client. So for example, the school teacher, her very, very first client was enough to actually completely pay for her entire salary and her benefits. And she's replaced all of that with her very first client. Jim, who's actually, that I interviewed him just last week, his very first client ended up being like $42,000 per year or something like that. Plus he even gets a commission on profit sharing. So that's what I mean. It's like, you don't have to have years of experience to hit this level. And it seems like, I know that most of the people I talk to feel like they do, but the truth is you don't, as long as you have the ability to actually serve your clients at this deeper level. So the last comment was, There's two more. Okay, because I was going to charge under $1,000. Don't charge under $1,000 unless you want to. Like if it's just a friend that you're trying to help out or a nonprofit that you're trying to just assist or something like that, you know, you can consider charging lower rates for those, but don't run your business off of sub $1,000 clients because it's not going to work out for you and it's not going to work out for the client. So my strong encouragement is to dial the pricing in at a level where you're getting $3,000 to $10,000 for the build out and, you know, $500 to $1,000 at least on the retainer. So the last one is, my problem is finding clients. I've never been able to master finding leads that pan out. And so that is that. I hear that all the time. But here's the thing. I have a feeling that if we were to get on the phone and talk about this, that within just a couple of minutes, you would realize that the problem isn't finding the clients. The problem is winning the clients. Because there's like basically four different places that we can go and look through for clients. And I can run you through this exercise. So if you go over to doublestack.net/call and get on the phone with me, we'll go through this exercise together and we'll discover probably over a dozen potential leads that you could connect in with tomorrow. And so the problem tends not to be finding the right clients. The problem is the offer. The problem is you're not offering to solve the right problems for them. The pricing isn't consistent with the offer that you're making. You know, there's all kinds of issues that can go on with the combination of A, what your offer/marketing is, and B, what the price points are where you're trying to win these clients. But that's the whole point that I'm really trying to make is, in fact, just yesterday, I talked to a guy who had like 8 or 9 existing clients that he's hosting websites for. And we got to talking about it. And I said, well, why don't we put some offers together so we can onboard these clients that you're already hosting their sites into these monthly retainers? And he said, oh, well, all of these clients are bad clients. They're not the kind of clients that I would really be able to do anything. They're so cheap. They would never spend any kind of money on anything. You know, I just need to get rid of those clients to get all new clients. And so I said, well, tell me then, what kind of business are they? Because I'm thinking to myself, what in the world could a client be doing where getting more leads and more business wouldn't make an impact for them? And so he mentioned, like, I think he said one was like a lawyer who wants to also get into various forms of public speaking. And I mean, that's obviously a huge thing. She also wants to offer like an online course. It's like, are you telling me that someone who wants to offer an online course to actually sustain their lives, to run their business, isn't willing to spend any money on a retainer to build all that? Of course they would. Another one was a chiropractor. And so I'm like, are you telling me that if you can get more people showing up for corrections and helping the chiropractor really figure out how to dial in their marketing, because chiropractors can do a ton of stuff, right? You can have lower back pain, you can have sciatica, you can have carpal tunnel, you can have migraines, you can have all kinds of hip issues, knee issues, joint issues of all types. All of these types of things chiropractors can fix. And you're telling me that there's nothing that you can do online that's going to cause more people to be able to understand what this chiropractor can do and in a way that's going to transform their health? Of course it is. You don't have to find better clients. You have to make better offers. That is the point. And now if you go and say, hey, you know, I've tried to do this before. All of those clients are telling me, no, they don't want to work together. And so I said, well, what are you offering? He's like, well, I can't even get anybody on a maintenance plan. And I was like, of course they're not going to buy a maintenance plan. There's no business benefit to buying the maintenance plan. If they're closing down branches of their business or laying off employees, the last thing they want to do is dump money into a maintenance plan. That's what I'm talking about with regard to changing the nature of your offer. And your pricing has everything to do with that, like we just talked about earlier in the conversation. So like if you're feeling confused or kind of stuck with regard to either how to transition the clients you currently have into these like high value long-term clients, or you feel stuck even beyond that, where like you just don't even know how to get to the clients in the first place, that's the point of this free 45-minute coaching session. Well, we'll dive into all of that stuff. And then at the end of the session, if you feel like this is still the direction you want to go, you want to work together on it, we can talk about maybe you want to be a double stacker. And so head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time that works for you, and we'll really dial all this stuff in. So that's what I wanted to say for today with regard to how pricing is so critical for your business, and it has such an impact in so many different areas. And so if you really want to get your pricing dialed in so you can actually give yourself the business structure to succeed for yourself and for your clients, let's get on the phone and talk about it at doublestack.net/call. All right, guys, so that's what I got for us for today. If anybody else has any other questions, I'm going to be keeping an eye on this thread. I'll respond by way of typing in the comments. So if you're listening on the podcast, you actually want to check this out live and get your questions answered, then head over to Building High Value WordPress Sites. It's a Facebook group. Join in there, and then you can interact live with these videos. If on the other hand, you're thinking to yourself, maybe we should, maybe I should check these out on the road or something, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. We've got it on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify. And if you happen to think, well, maybe I don't want to miss any of this stuff, head over to doublestack.net and get on the email list, and I'll email you every time we do one of these sessions so that all this stuff works out. So, awesome. Somebody says, sounds like we're going to connect tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it also. So, there we go. So one last thing, if you want to go over to doublestack.net/call, that's where you can book the session. And until next Tuesday. So we get here. This is every Tuesday we do these sessions here. So that's what we got for this week. High five. Boop. And catch up with you guys next week.